are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Now it's time for us to talk about guarding the gates. And this is part of our Developing Spiritual Discipline conversation with Pastor Mercy Asane, who's going to be joining us in just a moment. Now, what we consume, whether that's mentally or emotionally, or it could be spiritually, that shapes how we respond to temptation. And, you know, you wouldn't let a thief walk into your house. So why do we allow negative influences into our hearts and minds? Whether it's social media or entertainment or even toxic relationships, what we surround ourselves with will either strengthen or weaken our resistance. Now, the question is, are you building walls of protection or are you opening doors to destruction? That's what we want to talk about in today's conversation with our pastor. So please make sure that you engage with us on +27734703520. My pastor, good morning and welcome once again to the Mid-Morning Empowerment.
Good morning. Thank you. And how are you?
Doing very well, Pastor. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty well. Thank you.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Now, Pastor, let's talk about this. I know that we're going to step on a lot of people's toes in today's conversation, starting with my own. But let's talk about how the things we watch, the things that we listen to, our choice of entertainment, and the things that we engage with, how do those influence our ability to resist temptation?
Wow. I must confess that today's presentation is unique in its own sense.
Okay.
We don't want to be theoretical, but we want to be practical enough and to be honest with ourselves and see that, how do we get to navigate on this particular topic?
Sure.
Human beings by nature, we are social beings. We love to interact. And we can interact among ourselves in a physical way. Then in the 21st century, we all know that we are now in a global village. And so we have social interactions through WhatsApp, or should I just say through social platforms.
Sure.
Every human being who just loves also to have good time, to have good life and so forth. And one of those things that comes into place is the issue of entertainment. Yeah. Now, how do these particular things get to affect us? Well, I want us to look at the counsel that is given to us by the wise man Solomon, because he makes a comment that I find is quite deep and that can get to help us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? In the book of Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23, Solomon gives a warning. He says, "Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it."
Mm.
Okay, so we must understand that whatever we allow to come in the mind, it is either going to influence us for good or for evil.
Mm.
Okay, it does not just end there. It affects us mentally, emotionally, okay, physically. Maybe we can look at it from that particular perspective.
Right, right.
Sure.
Sure. So what are some practical ways then to guard our minds and our hearts against negative influences with everything that you just said? How do we do that?
Okay. Allow me to borrow, first of all, what somebody once said concerning entertainment. He broke entertainment into two.
Okay.
He simply says entertainment has got two connotation in it. There is the enter and maintain. In other words, it says you are made to enter into something and you are made to be tamed into that thing so that you don't come out.
Mm-hmm.
You are saturated in that particular thing. In other words, if I find myself into music, I am lured into music and it is intentionally made in such a way that I'm hooked to that particular music for good, if it is a movie or whatsoever. And if you even look at how movies are done, it's made in such a way that it's a series. It has looking for hunger. You want to know what happened later.
Yes.
Okay. Now, what are the practical ways, coming to your question, on how best do we break these particular things? Number one, we must be selective on whatsoever we watch and listen to. Where do we get this thought? Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Listen to how Paul puts it. He says, whatsoever is true, whatsoever is noble, whatsoever is right, whatsoever is pure, whatsoever is lovely, whatsoever is admirable, for anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think of such things. So that gives me a litmus paper to see, okay, is this worth it? What is my bench like? Is it true? Is it noble in character? Is it right? Is it pure? Okay, so I must be selective. I cannot just allow anything to come into me.
Yeah.
In other words, be selective. In biology, they say a selective permeable membrane. There are things that you can allow to come in, and there are things you cannot allow to come in.
Yeah.
Okay. Number two is the issue of daily meditation on God's word.
Okay.
When we spend quality time studying God's word, it will help us, it will fortify our minds. And David, in Psalm 119, the stanza is 11, he says, I have hidden your word in my heart that I may not sin against you. So that particular aspect that David brings out gives us a practical way. If I study the Bible, somehow I'm already developing a resistance against what? Temptation. Remember, we cannot overemphasize on the issue of prayer. We must find time to pray. Now, a very practical way. Jesus' life is coming to an end. They are in the Garden of Gethsemane. And it comes to the disciples in Matthew 26, verse 41, and he simply tells the disciples, watch and pray so that you do not fall into temptation. Then what is the reply? The spirit is willing, but the flesh is what?
Weak.
So Jesus knew that if the disciples were to overcome temptation, they were supposed to pray. And how many times did he come to them? Three times he beat them to pray, but they kept on sleeping. It is most likely that we are also sleeping in this day and age. And because we are sleeping like the disciples, when the hour of temptation comes, we become an easy prey. The devil can easily divulge us using temptation, using the entertainment industry and so forth.
Yeah. That's incredible. When you talk about entertainment, that enter and maintain, that just makes me think of social media is definite. That has to be their strategy, because you go on there to look at one thing, or maybe someone sends you a clip and you just want to see that one clip that they've sent you. Next thing you know, you've been scrolling for an hour and you're like, wait, what? Yeah. How did that happen? That was not my intention. I just wanted to watch that one thing that someone sent me, or see that one post where someone tagged me, and then I found myself just, you know, scrolling and scrolling and scrolling. That's incredible. And also, when I think about entertainment, the way I view it also is, you know how we wouldn't allow our children, for example, to talk to strangers. We always warn them, don't talk to strangers. Be careful of the information that's out there. Then we switch on the television and allow them to go watch programs that have been created by strangers that we don't know. We have brought them into our house to come and educate our children and to educate us, to entertain us. And then we wonder, where are these kids getting these habits from? Where are you learning this language? And it's the strangers that you as a parent are bringing into your home. And that's what they're teaching the children, and lowering their resistance and their guard to evil.
Yeah.
So we definitely have to be careful about that, I think. And also, when you talk about daily devotions and Bible study and all of that, I think the fact that that in itself requires discipline. So as you as you exercise that discipline to say, regardless of how tired I am, or regardless of what else I have on my plate for today, I'm not leaving this place until I've had my Bible study. I'm not doing anything until I have it. That is a non-negotiable. as you do that, you're actually developing that discipline already. That's already exercising that muscle of discipline. So I think that's a beautiful point that you've made there. Now, Pastor, how does scripture guide us in setting boundaries for what we allow into our lives?
Thank you so much. You see, you mentioned something that would not allow a stranger just to walk in our house or a thief. This reminds me of what I read of a certain farmer who was keeping pigs. And he would have a struggle whenever he would want to slaughter his pigs. So one day he's seated on his couch outside, and he's eating his rice and beans. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, some of the rice fell on the ground. And so the pigs came and, you know, they were eating. As he stood up, he wanted to go somewhere with his plate. Again, part of it fell. Then he realized that the pigs are following. He now deliberately decided to be dropping a few drops of rice and beans. And he saw that the pigs were following. Then he said, wow, I think I have just mastered the art of how I can lead my pigs to the slaughterhouse. So when that big day comes, he is just thrown bit by bit, and the pig, without knowing, it is actually going into a slaughterhouse. Other than chasing, that used to happen. This particular time, he can have it easy. Once it is in the slaughterhouse, he can just close the door, and the pig is slaughtered. And that is what the devil does. Mm. He does not present the biggest temptation to us there and there. It is bits by bits, a little bit here, a little bit there.
Yeah.
Okay. And so Paul, as a senior minister of the gospel, decides to write a message to a young pastor, Timothy. Mm-hmm. And this is what he says in the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 2, verse 22. He says, flee the evil desires of youth and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace. Mm. In other words, if we are to overcome, we must flee from temptation. Now, how do we flee? How are we going to run about? You see, even when you turn on your DSTV, it will tell you, no, there is an issue of parental guidance. You can restrict certain channels and the like. Yes, while we are trying to restrict for the children, what about us adults?
Yes.
Do we remain untouched on our minds?
Yes.
Okay. So I think in the first place is to understand that we are equally vulnerable, just like children are.
Yes. Yes. That's very important.
And so maybe in a practical way, is let's find things that are better for us than opening our hearts to the world. That way, it will help us. I am glad through this particular program, you know, we are engaging in uplifting content, in edifying each other.
Yeah.
You need to have a kind of a team, maybe tune into a broadcast that is full of positivity than negativity.
Yes.
That is one way. A good company will help you become a better person. But if you hang around the forbidden tree, before you know it, like Eve, even a forbidden tree becomes desirous in your eyes.
Yeah, yeah. That's powerful. That's powerful.
Yeah.
Now, having said that, then, is it possible? Can we still enjoy secular entertainment while maintaining spiritual discipline? Or are we supposed to now just listen to sermons only and Adventist World Radio? Well, I suggest you listen to Adventist World Radio all the time. But is there anything particularly wrong with secular entertainment while still trying to maintain spiritual discipline?
Okay, so I will say that there's a thin line on how to tread on this particular issue.
Okay.
Number one, Christianity does not call for us to become robots.
Okay. Right.
Okay, we are still human beings who must enjoy life.
Mm-hmm.
And by no ways does Christianity call for us to be sorrowful or for us to live a very, very ugly life. Now, what do I mean? Romans chapter 12, verse 2 will simply tell us, do not conform to the pattern of the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Okay? So it tells us that, well, don't follow the world. Make sure that you are actually transformed. And the sad part is that when the church was supposed to be transforming and converting the world, the church today is being conformed and transformed by the world. That is quite serious. Now, as you study the Bible, I'll give you practical examples that can get to help us. Imagine you go for a wedding day. You are enjoying a wedding ceremony. It's a sacred thing, but it is also a time for celebration. Is it time to begin to sing, "Oh, to Jesus I surrender"? Okay, so the point is, you have to check out things that will not disturb your mental faculties. And that is why I said there's a thin line on how you are going to tread on these particular things. Okay? There are certain things that are obvious in themselves. And such, I would simply say, don't hang around. So we Christians can also have recreation. And that recreation can be productive. In nature, you can decide to have a good social interaction. You can play some games that are good enough. You must just be careful enough. Okay? So we should be able to strike a balance. I think in that particular case, let us have recreation that is acceptable. Let's make sure that the music that we are listening to is not something that takes us away from the presence of God. I think that is how I may be able to present it to us.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think if we all just apply if we apply logic and we're honest with ourselves, I think we can tell. We can tell when we're watching something or listening to something.
Yes.
And because, and I shouldn't even say it's logic and common sense, it's the Holy Spirit in us that convicts us.
Yes.
You'll feel that, you'll hear that soft whisper of the Holy Spirit saying, you shouldn't be watching this, so you should not be listening to this. This music is...
Can I say something?
Please.
Can I say something on that one?
Yeah.
You see, you know, when we were growing up and you're watching something funny and you just hear the door opens, we would always have our remote controls, and suddenly you tune in to Hope Channel or to BBC, looking to be very serious to be following the politics of the world.
That's right.
That tells you to say that there's something wrong. Why are you closing the door? What is it that you are watching that you don't? So if you are not comfortable that your fellow human being can see what you are doing, then it means, hey, there's trouble. And somebody said, we are what we are in the dark than what we portray ourselves in the public space.
No.
So sometimes what we get to do, you know, it's easy always to pretend to try to do all those particular things. But sometimes when people are so deep into the things of the world, you know, it's more like if I start doing something wrong, first of all, I hide it. But before I know it, I am free even to do it in the public without really thinking about it two times.
Sure. That's powerful. That's powerful. Now, Pastor, what role do accountability and community play in helping us to stay really strong?
Well, environment plays a key role. Paul would simply say, bad company corrupts good morals. Okay, so when we look at certain environments and the like, they can get to influence us in a very negative way.
Right.
And that is why it is important to have our stance firm in God. So I'll give you a practical example.
Okay.
In the book of Daniel, Daniel is taken in by the king. He is to study with friends, and some of the guys that he's studying with are even actually practicing witchcraft. But because Daniel had been taught in Israel about his God. Even at that time, when he's away, he is still able to say with his friends, to say, as I think the vegetables are far much better for us.
Yeah.
Has it not shocked you that every time there was a big party, Daniel is not present? Think of this. They were taking wine, entertaining themselves, and there was a writing on the wall, and Daniel is not present.
Mm.
But in the time of crisis, then they looked for Daniel, and they said, can you come and give us the meaning? So I think there are things that you need to say, I think this environment is not good enough for me. But there are sometimes that, for example, in a university, in a university, all what they care is for you to pass your grades and not to fight. But when it comes to the issues of morals, they will not be able to detect those things. So I think we must be able to know who we are, what we stand for. I don't think it is very wise for me to go in a bar and say, well, I'm going to resist. I want to see how strong I am.
Yeah.
Okay. But there are times that you find yourself in a situation that there's little you can do, but you can still maintain your stance. So a community can influence for good or for evil, and it is just good to watch out.
Sure, that's powerful. Thank you so much for yet another very insightful and interesting conversation there, my pastor. I think that this is definitely something that each and every one of us has to think about. As long as you are, if you have a television in your home, if you listen to music, if you are on social media or any other kind of media, entertainment, or just the different ways that we pass time, we need to be careful about who we are allowing into our homes, not just for the children, but also for ourselves. So thank you so much, my pastor. Really appreciate your time. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.